Yeah, they tryna add me, I'm running the race. I gotta pick up the pace. They throwing shade, but I'm gone.
Get in, losers.
We're talking shit.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to Get In Loser. My name is Amari Stewart, your host with the most from coast to coast.
I don't eating
have a,
toast.
Always eating toast, toast. But I don't have a new rhyme today. I'm actually really hungover. My like brain's a little foggy, but right, I'm gathered right here today with the lovely.
Yo, hold on. Quiet on the fucking set, dude.
Sorry, one of our audience members had their phone playing out loud. Continue, Amari. I'm sorry.
We're gathered here today with the lovely Tara's World
lovely
and handsome Zach Clay. And
handsome,
we've got and we've got a beautiful live studio audience again, as you can tell, because
thank
one
God
of our
hey
audience
guys
members.
Thank God it's not 12 people
a little
today.
Disrespectful.
That really
I'm not gonna lie, it gave me a little anxiety
me
with that
too
many people.
I was like taking shots, like multiple shots.
Yeah,
I sound
drowning
bad.
In alcohol.
Guys, I just had like a wicked coughing fit, like because of a Frito. And like I'm still crying and I think I might cough again.
Yeah, she chokes on this Frito and literally goes, those are lethal.
I'm like begging for water, but I can't actually talk and the girl's just pouring shots. I'm like, I don't know if I can do it right now. Anyways, what's happening today?
Anyways, you guys.
Some bullshit.
I'm like, if you love us or if you hate us, don't forget to follow us on TikTok and Instagram at Get In Loser Pod. Our TikTok's a little banned right now.
Yeah, still.
Yeah,
fucked.
But then, like I said, I say this every single week. You guys already know. Audio comes out 2 days before video on YouTube.
He's right.
Uh-huh.
So yeah, just turn on those post notifications. Keep rating us 5 stars. We love you guys so much. We would literally be dead and poor and broke and, I don't know, homeless without you.
He's not wrong. He's not wrong.
Poor and broke. He's right.
Yeah. Anyways, let's just get right into it. Okay, so there's a couple of things we got to talk about today because as you guys know, we film these weekly. A lot happens in 1 week.
Surprisingly, yeah.
Last week we had Adrian's kickback. Did either of you guys attend? Because I sure as hell didn't.
I have no fucking idea what that is.
I was like this close to attending, but also I saw videos of people, like how many people were already there. And mm-hmm. I thought it would have been like fucking pointless because there was like… It looked like National Guards, like motherfuckers from the army and shit out there.
Poor
like,
Adrian.
Yeah, poor guy.
You know what I mean?
Who is Adrian?
I don't even know what he,
still
I
don't
is
know.
There
what he looks
Adrian
like.
Adrian that like literally was like, I'm having a kickback. Like, was there
yeah,
like
he
one
made a
viral
flyer and he posted it on Instagram and it just went viral overnight. And
it
I just think that's fucking hilarious.
I don't think he expected people to actually like show up to the kickback.
He's probably
the kickback. There's like people breaking into fucking stores, like fireworks when there's like fires in California.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened there.
We got to find Adrian's account. Honestly, I want to see how many followers he gained off this whole situation. Because if that's the case, I'm like,
probably
Amari's kickback coming soon.
I didn't understand it until after it already happened. Like my friends literally stuck me on a scooter and said, ride that way. We're going to like say that you're going to the kickback. I'm like, I don't know what you guys are fucking talking about. Yeah. And then that happened. I was like, oh.
Your okay friends. I'm like, that's hustle.
Don't mention their fucking name. I'm done.
Wait, speaking of hustle. Well, yeah. But Adrian's kickback didn't go. I saw like a lot of stuff about it on the internet, but I didn't really understand the whole concept. I'm pretty sure my boyfriend, Ty, brought it up and was like, oh, did you see that stuff about Adrian's kickback? Not wanting to go, but just like bringing it up. And I was like, I have no idea what the fuck you're talking about. And then like we saw TikToks from like Noah Beck and he was like saying like, can anyone pick me up? Need a ride to like Noah, yeah, or to
I need a ride,
Adrian's
Noah
kickback.
Beck.
Literally.
Like, give me your bank account, you fucking asshole. What do you mean?
Like, you know
I need a ride. Yeah. I need a ride. I need a fucking ride.
You're like, babe, I'm burning right over here.
I'm burning. No, I'm fucking birding. I was the only one that like birded around. Now my friends do it all the time. Like to last night, birded away from the event.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, you're blackout drunk. They fucking crashed. I didn't go with them, but they crashed. I'm like, don't bird.
Birding
I'm going away.
Birding is so fun, especially like in Hollywood. One of my best friends, Trevi Moran. If you guys don't know Trevi.
Trevi.
Love Trevi.
Yes, we love Trevi.
Basically, we used to bird around Hollywood all the time, and we would like
you told me that
we would bird like with a Bluetooth speaker, and we'd have like I'm gonna break you off. And
that's
me. Your motivation.
Uh-huh.
Like down Hollywood Boulevard, we go to sushi stop and get
no,
some
it's
sushi.
So fun.
We go to the smoke shop, get some puffs. Like,
it makes errands like
it was
really
just so fun.
Yeah,
and I bring my speaker too.
Are you gonna like stick to your roots and stay with the bird, or are you gonna get a car eventually?
She's like, no, the Urus is on the way.
I want to get a Jeep soon because I love Jeeps.
Yeah.
Like, I like going off-roading and shit.
I
used to
so
be my thing.
Being like a Jeep girl, not in like a bad way, like a cute way.
No,
like,
yeah. I had like a wicked cool Jeep, like lifted and shit, but then I knocked over the gas pump and ran it over. So then I had to sell it because like it was like $20,000.
Holy shit.
Wait.
My hit and run.
Wait, you knocked over the gas pump.
Like at a gas station?
Yeah, I was parked at a gas station. I got into my car, but the wheel was already turned to the left. So when I pressed the gas, it just went left, knocked over the whole gas pump, and I ran out of air, and then I drove away. But it was right across from my
job. At least it didn't blow up. At least it didn't
I know, it didn't blow up, because it was like a really like shitty gas station, but like,
it's like it wasn't
then
gas,
I bought
it was
the
water.
New gas pumps, so like whatever.
Holy shit.
Damn. All right, so yeah, in other words, Tara does not need a car. So we're going to stick to the birds.
That was like years ago. Yeah. Like I was like a kid.
One thing I wanted to bring up, because obviously we just talked about hustle. Basically, pretty recently, you guys are gonna love this
Maybe
one.
If I can didn't
so know. Really recently, like this past week, there was like a little like wish party. If you guys don't know what Wish is, it's like an app. I'm pretty sure I'm not here to do like free brand deals for them. So like,
you guys, I'm pretty sure.
Whatever. It's like, yeah, you shop on there. Everyone knows what Wish is. But besides that, they had a party. Not a fun party, not gonna lie. Like there
no
was, like,
party at Wish is ever fun.
That was the funnest night I've ever had.
What?
No, I swear to God, that was like the happiest I've ever been in my life that night.
Didn't one of y'all get a text?
I'm like, don't you come to my house? Like, go on. I feel like I would have had more fun at my house than there. But okay, so it was like, there were like a lot of people there, but I didn't know anyone. So basically, if I don't know like a bunch of people somewhere, I'm not going to have that much fun. So it was the kind of like just drinking in order to have fun, you know?
Yeah.
But the more drunk you get, everything becomes fun.
Tara was already there.
Right. Who was getting a tattoo? I know you sent me a picture of it when you were there.
Her.
Oh, you got a tattoo
there. Exactly. She's getting it. There's people with snakes, like giant ones. Ty's over here trying to fucking hold it. He did hold it. And I'm sitting here terrified.
It's like a typical LA party.
Yes, exactly. Like lizards. And then in one room, there's like this tattoo room. And all of a sudden, like, I'm like, where's Tara? And everyone's like, oh, she's at the tattoo parlor, like in there. Walk in. She's getting matching tattoos with a hustle boy. Show the people.
No, you did not.
Show the people. Show the camera.
No, you did not.
I got a matching heart tattoo on my ring finger with Tucker. My crush. Whatever. He asked me though. I didn't ask him. I wasn't psycho.
He was the one
that
wanted it.
He was the one to get matching tattoos. I was like, of course I do. He goes, want to get it on the ring finger like a heart? I was like, yeah. It was the happiest I've ever been in my life. And like psychotic right now. I'm like, I can't even believe I did it.
Tara might be booed up by the next episode.
I'm like, she fucking better.
Honestly. I fucking wish.
You know, okay, so I love
Tucker. Do your thing, man.
No, I love Tucker. He is very sweet. I see why you love Hustle Boys too, because they're all very sweet.
Well, they were here like what, 2 weeks ago? They were like actually so nice. Every single one of them like so nice.
It's just to the point where I go out, like I went out with them last night, and like all of my favorite girls were there. Like Maddie, Emma, Anna. They were like, come upstairs and like change with us. Like, ha. And I was like, no, because I wanted to stay with them. Like, why do I do that?
Right.
You know what I mean? I'm just so like.
You're so comfortable around them. So it's like, you don't.
That's
like,
good,
why?
Yeah.
I feel like that's very good, especially when you first move to LA. Like, it's good to find people. Like, honestly, I'm not even going to lie. When I first like would come to LA, I didn't have any friends like outside of like Tana. Like, I was coming to LA because she was bringing me. I was still in school. Like, she was bringing me. So then I would come here. I would only have friends that I could hang out like with her. Uh-huh. And then, like, finally, friendship started happening to where I could hang out with people without her and everything. But, like,
yeah, that's amazing.
It was so stressful.
I've had, like,
coming here and being like, I have nobody. Like, it's a whole different city. Like, didn't really even visit California growing up.
Well, also, because it's like LA and like half the people here are like fake as fuck.
Weirdos.
Yes. I've had like the same, like, dominant core, like, three friends, like, that I've literally hung out with
dominant
since, like,
core.
Yeah, like, since 2016, and like, still to this day, like, best friends.
Yeah, DJ and I also feel like a lot of people love them.
Yeah, love DJ and Bella. Shout out DJ Bella.
So many people, too. Like, even like people that grow up in LA, it's obviously different for them, but they're, I feel like most people that grow up in LA aren't necessarily interested in like what we do, like social media or acting and stuff like that. Like, they're just like, like already rich and like have money from like their family.
It's
or
kind of
just
like new though. It's like social media hasn't always been a thing.
So it's so strange to
see it happening. Like, what the fuck
so when you come in, I feel like from like somewhere else and you come to LA, like you want to find people similar interests or doing something that you do. And like a lot of people just come here and then like you see like people like on your For You page or like on Instagram and you're like, oh,
it's
I know the person's YouTube videos.
It's literally, I feel like I'm looking at a fucking screen when I'm walking around sometimes. I'm like at the Trading Post. For example, like I feel like I'm in my Instagram feed. Example. I'm like, holy fuck. No, I had no friends when I first moved here. And I remember on Halloween, me and Jordy were sitting at Saddle Ranch manifesting plans, texting you. Mm-hmm. And you were like, yeah, I'm going to this place, but I don't know. And I was like, please. But it just, we weren't like friends yet. I just like knew you.
I wanted you to, I was just blacked out. Like it was Halloween. You know, it's like a four-night bender.
Me at Saddle Ranch on Halloween manifesting plans with Jordy. He was like teaching me how to do it. I was like, how do you manifest? Because I need something right now. He's like, okay, so you do this. We're like sitting at Saddle Ranch. That was literally rock bottom. I'm like, oh, I can't believe it.
No, honestly, it's like on Halloween, literally, like, you're like at Saddle Ranch having a good time getting drunk. Meanwhile, I'm like stressed out. Ty and I are like DIYing Batman and Robin Halloween costumes. Oh, like, you heard.
I was wearing like a hoodie. I'm like, I want to go to a Halloween party. No, you know who like literally took me in when I first got here? The only person for months? Lila.
Oh, Lila's
a
sweetheart.
I love her. She's the most genuine person I've ever met. And it like, it hurts me that people like take her the wrong way.
Yeah. I do love Lila. I've loved Lila for a long time. Known her like… for a very long time. And she's always just like so hilarious.
She's awesome.
And
makes everyone feel like welcomed and loved. Like she's like,
yeah.
Nice,
and she's just like a good person that's like.
She always texts me. I'm just like.
We don't even talk. Like I haven't talked. I went like 3 months without talking to her. And then like she had like a party like not too long ago. I think it was for her birthday.
Her birthday.
Yeah.
Are you there?
She invited me and I was like, wait, why are you inviting me? We don't even talk. But I was, like it was like nice that she still like involved me
she's
with
insane.
It.
She's insane.
Yeah, so nice.
Queen.
Queen.
Very social, very like I feel like she's just so I don't know like you can like bring her anywhere and she's just able to like
she like lights up the room.
Adapt.
You don't have to like worry about her. Well, I mean, you kind of have to like worry about her, but you don't have to worry about her.
Yeah. I was at fucking members with her and I was sitting down with Trevor in like a hallway and she just like walks up to us and like fucking just passes out on the floor, head on my lap. I'm like,
sounds right.
Exactly.
Like you got to worry about her, but you don't got to worry.
And then
about
she went out afterwards. That was the night that she brought Vic to your house.
Uh-oh.
Love Big B, Kayla Mazine. Oh my gosh.
Okay. What else did we do this week? Did anyone do something interesting?
Oh my God. So it's about the podcast. No, my life's boring. No, it's actually about the podcast. So I get like noticed in public for like a lot of different things. Like I've had people come up to me. I don't know if it happened to you about the reality house.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I've had people come to me like, oh my God, you're Brud, Zach.
And wait. You know what's crazy? Okay. Well, I hate to interrupt you, but…
No, it's fucked up, but yeah, it's fine.
After I did Reality House, like, when I went into it, I was, like, so scared because it was, like, the second season. Like, I'm not a huge influencer. Like, you guys are much, like, larger than I am. I'm literally just, like, Tana's best friend.
Larger
so I feel like that's how a lot of people know who I am. Like, but when I went into Reality House, like, so many people, like, didn't know who I was. And then Reality House, honestly, like, gave me, like, a lot. More like so many people
put a lot of
like,
eyes on
insane.
You for sure.
Yeah, always known who
and
you
then
were.
Right after
I was
that,
always. I was like always been. Yeah. Like,
right after that all happened, so many people were like, "I love you on Reality House. I love you on Reality House. I love you on Reality House."
Like you almost
that's
built like a fan
all
base
I would
off
hear.
Of being on there.
Yeah, and I was like, you know, I make like YouTube videos too, right? Like that's what I've been doing like, this entire time. Right. Like,
well, it's like I feel like because that like the Reality House is like a whole different demographic than like where you're at or like what you had going on. Like it was so many different eyes on you, and it did well. It got like what like a couple million views the whole series.
It was fun.
Yeah,
I can't wait. I'm gonna actually. Binge watch that because I've watched a couple episodes, not of your season though. I like didn't know you were on it until you told me like a month ago or whatever.
Oh my God, watch it.
I know I need to.
I slay, so, I
you
slay.
First off, Tila, you gotta figure it out because that's fucked up. Tila drug you down, dude. I really thought y'all gonna win. I like 100% thought y'all gonna win. Like actually.
So did I.
I had money on y'all. I was there.
Wait, were you in the what? You in the top two?
No, not in the top two. It was like probably like I don't even know. Top
how
like
many people
A?
Are in the Reality House? Like when it's like a.
I don't remember how like many people it 50, starts with.
It was like a lot, like 16 maybe.
I made it like, 15? I'd say I made it like midway, 12. But like the challenge that we like lost on, I need to show you. Like I could have literally, like I love Tila. Tila,
you
you're
watch
watching
it.
And or listening.
We love you.
I love you.
No hate, no shade.
But like the challenge that we lost at, it was basically like you have to, so there's like a series of four math problems on a giant whiteboard.
Yeah.
And
oh, I'd kill it.
But it's literally just like multiplication, division, like nothing like that insanely hard. And like basically at the end of it, you get like a three digit number.
Yeah.
And then and there's another partner down in the pool. They have to dive into the pool, put the like there's goggles, and you have to like put like the number they got into the lock. Like
that's
it's
so crazy.
Yeah. And Tila can't do math and she can't swim. But I could do both. And I could do math really
and she can't
well.
Swim.
So I was like, damn.
I can't with that girl.
And Lena and Dom, like, Lena's very smart too, but not gonna lie, she wasn't being that fast with it. Like, I'm just so good at math. I could have literally done it all myself.
No,
I could have done the
math.
Went down there and just fucking
it was
it.
Just the issue was it was like a team cooperation task and like one teammate was
when I used to work at a restaurant I would go into the basement into the office and print out algebra sheets when I was bored and just like fucking bang it out. It's so fun.
Honestly,
everyone thinks I'm a dumbass. I'm like I'm not a dumbass. I just act like a dumbass.
42 times 3.
Never mind. Anyways, I just peeled off my fucking thing. I got fuck it tattooed on my middle finger yesterday.
I saw that on your story. I liked
my
it.
My handwriting. You're this guy's crazy. Like those lines. Give
Wait,
me
that's
a
your handwriting?
Yeah.
It's pretty fucking good.
Most of the, look, this is that's what I wanted these to look like.
Right.
And those just aren't thin. They aren't thin.
Right.
This is what I wanted. I want dainty.
Dainty.
I like dainty. You know
Skinny,
what I mean?
Incy weensy.
Incy weensy.
Okay, wait. I wanted to bring up something else to you guys. It's actually really fucking hilarious. So just recently, there's a TikTok going viral. Dixie D'Amelio and Josh Richards are on like a podcast together. Josh is talking about how like there's like paparazzi and like they go through the back entrance, all this stuff. Like, he's got like cool guy syndrome. Josh, love you.
Cool guy syndrome. I love that. I've never met him, but I love him.
Nice guy. He's a nice guy. Like
yeah. But he's like talking about how they go through the back, all this stuff. And he's talking to Dixie, who's obviously very huge. And she like rolls her eyes.
Like rolled the fuck out of her eyes. Like literally made the funniest face ever. He is famous. Like he's famous.
Yeah. Absolutely.
But like the way he just said it, like so casually, he's just like, yeah, like we like asked to go to the back entrance. And it's like this really big thing. And she's just like, oh my fucking
I could feel like her embarrassment through the camera. Like I felt.
Yeah, but she's also really awkward. You know what I mean? Do you watch her show? I love her to death.
No.
I think she like might, I think it's like a thing. I think she like acts awkward.
Right. Like it's like her personality almost.
Yeah, I think she like tries to make it awkward, which I love. But when I first started watching your show, I was like, oh.
Yeah, I love it. See, I think that's why I don't watch
every episode.
I watched like the first two or three and I just was like, I don't know if I could sit down and watch this for 45 minutes a day.
I like can. Like I love it because it's just I have to pause it sometimes though. Like one of them was particularly awkward. I forget which one. We watched it together. But one of them was bad.
I think I personally think that, like the beginning ones were like a lot more awkward than the ones now. But I also think it's because like she got thrown into like a lot. You know what I'm saying? Like in terms of like fame and everything. Yeah. So I feel like she was thrown into all these followers. But like, you know, like
and I feel like they're trying to do anything they could do to like keep the momentum rolling and shit. So they're like, okay, you need to do your show. You need to do this, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, like, exactly. To be on TikTok and stuff. So they're like,
exactly.
Even like us, like when we started this podcast, like our first few episodes aren't like amazing.
Yeah.
You know? Like I felt you get so comfortable good about it. As time goes on.
It was so
And I feel like that's
I feel like the last like four, so we've done like probably like what 9 or 10 now almost, goddamn near. And I feel like the like last four have been like the best ones for sure.
I'm
like,
so
the
first, happy about
like,
it.
Few were like,
the comment. I can't wait to read the fucking comments. We need to make that a segment soon.
They're, yeah, no, next
no,
episode.
They're fucking
tune
hilarious.
In next week. Next episode, we're gonna next read week, you guys' hate comments.
Yeah, go ahead and leave
Amari's
us. Amari's
like
comments
an angel child. Me and you are hated.
They don't like us. They not
more so me, but like
it's because like you're like I feel like you're more like vocal a lot of the time. You almost like carry it. So they're like, oh, Zach and Tara are boring, or they're. Like, I don't know. They're saying some fuck shit. We're going to save it for the next
but
episode.
Things like that irritate me, though, because, like, first of all, like, no, we have a great dynamic together. And, like, I wouldn't be, like, if it was two other people sitting here, I probably wouldn't be as comfortable. Like, I wouldn't be me without you guys. So it's like,
I don't even think I met you before we started.
No, I think I've said this on one of the episodes. We met the first day we shot the first, it was a test episode we shot.
Yeah.
We met that day. Like, we walked into it.
Yeah, I was so nervous.
Hey,
you don't get it.
Like, no, I was too.
And we sat down and it was just like, perfect. I was like, there's no fucking way. And I'm so awkward in front of people. So like, that was like, that blew my mind. I was so happy.
Mm-hmm. I'm like semi-awkward in front of new people, but like, I don't know. I've met so many people. I feel like I've gotten over
I met that guy last night.
They're so fire.
The little guy?
Oh,
he's crazy.
I don't know.
Oh, what's his fucking name? I don't remember his name. The little one. Isn't it unexpected like a house?
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's like the brand, but there's like, there's a bunch of them.
Yeah,
like
I remember the video, like the day that I met you, that video, the one that was in the middle, the small one.
Yeah, I think I know what you're talking about.
I met him, he's crazy. I love him.
A little drunk.
Anyways, go on.
Okay, one other thing we just want to talk to you about. We have like a little list here. Like we just like, we always have like a little outline.
We got a
for
lot
you guys.
Of shit to talk about.
We're like rambling,
we didn't even
rambling.
Update ourselves. Our life. Did we? Update
no.
our lives?
Oh, I have a story. Wait,
we're
can
good.
I go really quick?
Yeah, go.
Ew. The night that I left Boa. The other night.
Oh, okay.
Like 2 nights ago. I was like with my real friends, like at Boa.
Not with my real friends. Wait.
No, real friends.
Oh, okay. You met
you asshole.
Like separate from I was like,
no.
Damn, bitch.
No, you guys are amazing. And then I'm always just like, oh wow, like this guy, like my friend hit me up. I go to Porter Ranch. What the fuck is Porter Ranch?
Never heard of it.
Never heard of her.
You texted me after you're like, why
I
the
did.
Fuck did
was
I
it a restaurant?
No,
it
was like a community, like a really awkward
like a
community.
City.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wait, actually, I think I might have heard of that.
Yeah, like my friend who I never hang out with. And I'm just like, okay, like, yeah. So I go, didn't tell me my ex was there. The one that I FaceTimed on the podcast a couple.
Not my best friend.
And I like literally thought that he was back in Boston. Like I did not know that he was here. It was, and Tana posted on her story, like Tara's driving 40 minutes to go see her ex. I was like, he's not here anymore. Mm-hmm. And I fucking saw that hours after she posted it. I was like, I can't fucking believe she posted that. Like that's so embarrassing. But I showed up and he was there. And I was just like, oh my God. And it was like this awkward house party. And then I went into the garage and fucking Sir was there. And he was like, no, I'm going to help you. Like you're fine. Like don't even
Sir
worry about it.
Sir was all the way in Porter Ranch?
Like why is he in Porter Ranch?
What's what I don't at understand. This, like,
how far is that?
It's far. No,
it's far.
It's like 11,
an hour.
It's like 11 p.m. at Boa when we're like leaving.
Right.
And it's still like a 40 minute drive.
And I'm like,
you know,
fine. Like, sure, it was like $60 Uber. I'm like, whatever.
Right.
And it's just like, I walked into the garage and Sir helped me for like 5 minutes. And he was like, okay. She's like, okay, whatever. And so I went and sat in the front yard on this turf. And fucking my friend and my ex just walked by me, got into an Uber and drove away. And I was crying because my phone had 1X. I couldn't call an Uber.
I want to apologize.
I had zero service.
I want to apologize because any party or any like thing I've gone out to lately, he is always there. And he just comes up to me. He's like, Zach. I'm
yeah.
like,
yeah.
And I always think about you. I'm like,
oh, he's such tarot. A shitty guy. I love him.
Yeah.
I blocked him on everything.
I'm in the middle on this one. I can't really say no.
We hate him.
You give him the one arm like side hug.
I'm like, hey, good to see you, man.
Exactly.
No, he's okay. He's just bad towards me, but he is a good guy. Like, so I'm not mad at
you. To me personally, like, yeah, he's like been nothing but like loving and like so kind to me.
His fucking Instagram bio, good guy, big heart. Like, relax, bro.
Relax.
But I literally couldn't find an Uber. Like, I had no service and they just fucking took off. Right. I was like, love my life. You know what I mean? A couple of like, girls like drove me down the road, mm-hmm. like 10 minutes.
Just some so random ass girls?
Yeah, because they saw me crying. Like, imagine me like sitting
that's actually
in,
really, like,
on the turf
being
crying.
In LA, it's like really nice like for someone to do that.
Yeah. I was there for 15 minutes.
Wait, so if it's 45 minutes at night, like 11 o'clock at night, I'm at, like, what is it during the day? Literally, like an hour and a half?
Oof, don't even
to Porter?
Know.
Yeah.
To Porter.
Wait, let's look at how far it is right now, actually.
Porter
in
Ranch.
The meantime, I want to bring something else.
I can't believe
up.
She posted that.
What else you got to talk about, Amari? No. What's on your mind? Speak it to us.
Oh, Zach, I'm just ever so proud of us because we just collabed on OnlyFans.
We did. And you know what's crazy? It was like, all right, first off, I just want to talk about this in general. The OnlyFans experience for me is not what I expected it to be at all. Like, I thought I was just going to, you know, like, tease a little, like a little ab.
It makes you want to do more.
No, I can. When I started with this agency that I've been with, they set me up with like a photographer to like, you know, like shoot like my pictures and stuff, obviously, you know, get the sexy content for the people, you know. I got naked pretty much naked within the first 10 minutes of meeting this
It makes
person.
You want to.
Yeah. Well, like, obviously, like, yeah, they're like more it like you like get into it and like the more you see how it is, it's like, wait.
I thought I wasn't doing shit when I first started. And
no,
I was
same.
Like, wait. Why not? Like,
why not?
Why not?
Because they start asking for stuff and you're like, yeah, I wouldn't mind doing that.
Yeah.
But like my point was that I got naked within the first 10 minutes of meeting someone mm-hmm. and it was just a bit.
No,
bit much.
Yeah.
But our collab, it was nice.
It did really well.
Pictures
honestly.
Were good.
Pictures.
I want to
so
do us
good.
Three. Yeah. I had like a panic attack when they fucking texted me and I was like, I can't go. Like I'm having anxiety
like
today. I like deleted
would be
everything.
Like very comfortable.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
we'll slay.
Me and him, it was just like the most like
it
natural,
wasn't even y'all.
Easy.
It was just like I went to the Wish House before, like the day before, and I was just like, I can't fucking do this shit anymore. Like, I want to die.
And then, Zach, like, with your account, like, obviously, we did the collab. And then, mm-hmm. like, you just launched.
Yeah, like today marks a week ago. We're filming this mm-hmm. on Friday, so a week ago today.
Yeah, so we like, collabed, like, right after your launch. Mm-hmm. And
you're my first collab.
And I'm like,
I haven't had one yet.
But, like, it did so – you sent so many people to my account.
High fucking
five. I was like, I was like,
No, but, like, same for me, though. Like, it did so well. Like, just, like, I noticed a lot more, like, traction once we did that. I was like – Come on, Amari.
Oh, yeah. I was hanging out with Jordan like the day after you launched, and he was like, bro.
Like,
bro.
Yeah, he kept texting me. It was just like,
he was like, I can't even fucking believe it. I was like, oh my God.
I was checking numbers like the entire day, just like every couple hours, and I was like,
oh, dude, I have a.
Let's go to Dior. I was like, oh shit.
It's just like the money, habit like, of checking it. I like, have a very bad like habit of like seeing, like just going on it like every like 20, 30 minutes.
Me
honestly.
Too. And going in the statements.
Yeah, exactly. But like honestly, like reading the DMs and stuff too is just like.
It's so fun.
It's fun.
So
it's like
fun.
Not what I expected, but I'm like, okay, I'm kind of like down.
It's fucking fun.
Yeah.
Like I love it so much.
Hey, link in bio.
My pictures on the Instagram camera.
Wait, that's
I set up an Instagram video and that's how I take my pictures. I've never shot with a photographer.
Shit.
Yeah.
You know what's Love crazy? That, you're the reason that like I really like pushed to do it. I saw your post when like, you announced it like on your Instagram. Like I think you were like lining a backward or something. I saw that and I was like, oh, fuck, I gotta do it. I gotta do it.
It's so funny. Because it's OnlyFans is cool because you can do whatever you want. Like you don't have to like go full nude. You can like, but like, yeah. But you can like smoke on it. You can like, I know someone who does like fashion advice on it.
Yeah.
Like,
there's a lot of people like, do you know who the Try Guys are on YouTube?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, I do.
They don't have, I don't think they have OnlyFans, but they have like, let's say on Patreon.
It's
like pretty much the exact same thing. Like it's a subscription service. You pay for like exclusive content or whatever, but they just like, they're the most brand friendly guys like you'd ever see. Yeah. And they like do that same kind of thing. Like I feel like people like really like associate the platform OnlyFans with like, sex work and stuff like that. Yeah,
like I know people like that go in there and like literally do like workout videos. Like they're just like,
yeah,
you know, like, in
it's
shorts.
Anything you
like,
want.
Yeah, they are shirtless, but like they're literally just doing like workouts and stuff, just like showing off muscles.
Dude, it's insane.
Like you can do whatever you want realistically.
Yeah, it's fun and the money is crazy.
I hate because when I launched it, a lot of people that I know texted me and like messaged me and they're like, yo, so you're just like selling your dick and shit now? I'm like, no, it's like that's not only what like. Oh, only,
he's like, yeah,
fans.
For a lot of money.
Like, yeah, if it's for 10 grand, yes, I am.
It just doesn't matter. Like, it's just like, whatever. Like, why not?
Yeah, it's like, yeah, you know what I mean? You're in creative control. You can do whatever you want. So it's like, why not? Fuck it.
Why not?
We live for it. We live for it. And yeah, the collab was just like dope too. Cause like, I don't like collabing with people just cause like,
I don't film with people.
Yeah, I just don't feel comfortable. Yeah. You know, like doing that kind of thing.
I only would
like,
do
like,
you guys, of, like would. Certain people like you, I was like, it's Amari. Like, I love Amari to death. Like, Amari's cool. Like, fuck,
yeah, exactly. I was like, that's the homie. Like, that's not like,
we're
like
if it's someone in the hot tub.
Person, like,
yeah, not in a million
skinny
years.
Dipping. No,
skinny
dipping. I went through your OnlyFans yesterday and it was just like skinny dipping with Amari in the hot tub. I'm like, oh my God.
With my dick in my.
I almost bought it. Maybe I will tonight. I might buy it.
You know, we have the photos. We can just show you that.
Like, I want to buy it.
Feel free. Like, shit,
I bought one of Tana's before.
If you buy them, like, make sure you do them.
Was it worth it?
Don't ask me that. Don't ask.
Wait. Since we're on the topic, have you either one of y'all like bought like do y'all buy a lot of OnlyFans like content or like no?
Not once.
Yeah,
I haven't either. Wait, no. I never did.
I haven't either.
There was this one specific person that we were trying to. I'm not gonna say his name. We were trying to buy. A video he was sent. Actually, I'll just fucking say it, honestly.
Fuck it.
Yeah. No.
Get in, loser.
We're going to get problematic.
We might all have to get fucking tattoos now.
Cole Kerrigan was like sending out like a video. It was like a swipe set on OnlyFans and saying like, oh, Jake Paul like fucked me. Like after, like I don't know, like smoking with Jake Paul and then he fucked me afterwards. And
tell me this.
We're like, we need to buy this. Like, we need, yeah, like, there's no way in sure. hell.
There's no way in hell.
Jake Paul is fucking Cole.
Definitely not.
Yeah. And also, like, we're like, okay, like, he like married Tana. Like, what's going on? They're like, what? And obviously, they're not married anymore, but like, whatever. So, like, all that happens. And
Andre.
We're like homies with Cole. And we're sitting there and we're like, okay, we want to know, like, what's the tea? So we were like trying to buy it, but we ended up just like getting a screenshot of it from someone else. And it's literally fully just like a video of him chasing Jake Paul with like a rose cone.
Jason, literally with
a rose cone or like a blunt or something like that. And then the next video is him getting fucked by someone that's not Jake.
He posted him getting fucked?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, how much did he sell it for?
I was about to ask the same question.
$12.
No, he did not.
Not 12 bucks.
So it's just like one of those things. That's the only time we've ever we were trying to buy it, but then we ended up just getting a screenshot of it and stuff. So we wanted to know so bad what it was, like what was going on. Because we're just sitting there and we're like,
wait, not $12 though. I wouldn't even show my ass cheeks for $12.
No, like nothing like, for $12.
Fuck no.
Not $12.
You'll get like an ab picture at most.
That was just
no
it
way.
Was hectic. It's the only time I've ever thought about like buying something, but we ended up just like getting like screenshots.
Oh, yeah. Right. I bought the one of Tana when she was like, I'm dripping. Like, he just fucked this shit out of me. Like, wait, oh my God. It was her in like a fucking cabinet with Jake.
Ew, no way.
Running around. I was like, what the? She's like, I'm dripping right now. He was like, are you?
That's what makes me laugh. It's the captions on OnlyFans. Like, there's the shit people say. I'm like,
So fucking funny. Like, literally, I could go through them all day long. Pornhub caps, like, titles, like, hilarious.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck is that?
It's like, what is your...
Even mine, when I'm concrafting them, I'm just like, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
No, same. I've had to get a little raunchy and weird with it.
Raunchy.
Oh, gotta take it there. Gotta take it there. You got to, man. Some people live for it.
Yeah, they love that shit.
I love our banter today. It's going so well.
Link in bio the time.
Off the chair.
Tara, Zach, and I, we're doing a Get and Loser OnlyFans collab coming soon. So you might want to get ready.
Keep listening to the episodes because we'll announce on here when it's out, you know.
And we're watching, you know, 2 days video after the audio.
You're right.
Duh. But a lot of people also ask like for advice on starting OnlyFans, which brings me to our next segment, you guys.
That was a good segue. Fuck yeah, Mari.
He's so good at that.
Thanks. we want to give you his advice. So we recently just went on like our Instagram stories and we also talked about this in like one of our last episodes. We want to give you his advice, like give us your situations. If you're like fucking your best friends, like stepdad, anything crazy. It doesn't have to be crazy either. We just want to like give you guys some advice, like a little advice column moment.
Your grandma.
You would see like in your yearbook or something, like something cute.
Yeah.
So we went on our stories, had you guys submit. and like leave comments and stuff.
Yeah.
And we've got a couple for you guys today.
Yeah.
So with that being said,
we gonna get some motherfucking advice going for y'all.
Get in, loser. We're giving advice.
You sack of shit.
Don't do anything I wouldn't do, which is like nearly nothing. So,
all right, let me open up the catalog of questions. Sorry, don't look.
Oh, wait. Fuck, I forgot about the TikTok that I posted and just never looked at it.
All right, but I'm gonna let you. All right, so yeah, I'm gonna let you. Let me you read it.
Okay.
An A-list celebrity.
Okay, so we've got the first one.
Wait, who texted me?
Alex Hager.
I matched with my doctor on Bumble.
All right, anyways.
What is that?
It's a long story. It's a long story.
Oh, I have great ones.
Okay, so the first one is from, well, I don't want to say her at because she literally said say my at. And I just don't.
Hell nah, no free clout around here.
Like, why would you say that?
Bitch.
Like, if you didn't say it, like, we would say it.
Well, no. We'll say it. We'll say it. Because we support our fans, love you to death. No,
she's
we
cool. Like, you, I know who she is, so I shouldn't
be us without you. So, this is, how do you tell a guy to unfollow all his hoes without sounding crazy?
I feel like you can't tell a guy, like, I don't know, because, like,
if it's his hoes, it's different. Not girl, like.
Well, it's like, if you're not with that person, like, y'all are not dating or exclusive to each other.
Oh, they're not dating?
I don't. She never
from what
specified.
It seems, yeah.
Like so. Oh, we, so are we answering this based off they are together?
I know. I think they're not together.
I think it's that's no, how I would, a guy. She would say my boyfriend if it was her boyfriend.
If right? you're not yeah. together, you can't.
Don't
you,
do that.
You're not. They're not. Y'all are not exclusive to each yeah. other. You never put the lock, the label on it. So yeah. it's like, motherfucker,
you have to like build the
out.
Build the trust. Mm-hmm. Like yeah. once if you like do that, he's gonna think you're fucking crazy.
Exactly.
Don't just because I've done it before, like years ago. Like I like literally made my fucking it was my boyfriend, but I made him unfollow everybody and like it ruined the relationship. I used to be nuts. Like
yeah.
don't be nuts.
Like I feel like even if y'all are talking, you like still cannot say that till it's like a like an official thing.
Exactly.
Because that makes sense then. Like you guys are yeah.
then
dating.
No, like then you can be like, it makes me uncomfortable. Like, of course it does. Like, it makes me uncomfortable too. Like, just
yeah.
wait.
Yeah. And then you can be like, go block all the motherfuckers.
And
like,
I feel like,
fuck it. And if he says no, fuck him.
Yeah.
That's
and I
true.
Feel like if you're like in the talking stage or whatever, like, say you guys are hooking up, I hope things are well in that situation. Maybe he's unfollowed them all by now. But I think it's one of those things where like you need to like talk to that person. Like, if you care that much, obviously you want to date them.
So right.
It's like, talk to them, like, make the conversation happen and start dating them and then bring it up. And like what you said, like it makes me uncomfortable, that kind of thing.
And like,
I don't like that.
When you approach it, don't like come like super like, yo, I need you to unfollow like this, this, and this. Like be like, hey, like it kind of makes me uncomfortable seeing that yeah. you follow all these other like really like hot girls. It kind of makes me feel insecure.
Yeah, just always like tell him how you're feeling.
Right.
Because like if you hide that, like it's not going
to
go well.
Uh-huh. But the one thing I wonder about too is because she says, how do you tell a guy to unfollow all of his hoes? Like obviously you're not dating. Doesn't that low-key make you one of his hoes? Like,
oh shit.
Oh wow.
Wait, are there other girls that are like one of the hoes, like saying the exact same thing, feeling the exact same way? There's a
wow.
little concern there.
That's a
there's wow. a little bit of concern there.
That just uh-huh. fucking fucked my brain up. I'm not going
no, to lie. No, that literally sounded like one of the like when I'm high and I read those things.
Yeah.
And it's like does you know
like,
what I mean?
I feel like I well, smoked exactly. three backwards I mean. And I haven't smoked once today, so that's good. Okay, yeah. That's yeah. I think that's good.
Oh, I hope everything goes well for you.
Yeah, we hope you follows. Figure it out.
And I see your profile picture. You're very pretty, so slay.
No, aww. She is cute. Like, you know, hit me up. Like, I mean, you did ask the question. So if your man's not treating you right, you know, get you a little handsome man. Like, what?
I hate when you fucking, I know I love it. When you do that little voice.
Oh, hey, what's up, baby? How you doing? Hey, let me see you in cities.
Wow. All
right, next question. Next question.
I'm canceling the podcast. I'm gone.
Yeah. No, same.
Okay, so
where's the other
next-
guy? I was supposed to be here, not me.
The next one we have, this ad's a little fucking weird. But this person wants advice on gaining confidence.
I would say not everyone in the world is ever going to, like, you can't have everyone in the world like you. It'll never be a thing. That's what
it's
I told myself.
It's very hard to, like, tell yourself that.
Yeah, like,
yeah.
It is really hard, but, like, once you can come to that realization that you will not be liked by any, like, for example, Justin Bieber, he is loved by like millions and millions and millions, but he's also hated by millions and millions
yeah,
and millions.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, it doesn't fucking matter.
Yeah, it's like
who cares? Like it's just you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Me all the time. You know what I mean? I say nothing. Like me and Jordy, like talking in my kitchen is so funny. I'm just like, yeah. He's like, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like,
and then I feel like it's good. Like when you guys ask like people that like put themselves in the public eye, like I feel like a lot of people that put themselves in the public eye are kind of like the punching bags for like hate and stuff like that. And like being like the stories to tell, like how to gain confidence and like gain like self comfort and everything like that, because of the fact that you put yourself out there, someone's always gonna have something to say.
Always.
And
you could do the most positive, you could like end world hunger and people still be like, you piece of shit. Yeah.
I said that the other, what?
Like Mr. Beast could plant like a million trees. People would be like, why didn't you plant
trees? There's no way that just happened. Like,
I don't know why that just happened. But I like it. I'm glad it happened.
And I've experienced a lot of like confidence issues, like personally, like throughout my social media journey, just because I'm not like, I don't know. Like, I feel like my like upcoming, like in the beginning, people would be like, oh, he's cloud chasing Tana. Little did you know, I've been best friends with Tana since we were in seventh grade, before social media like was even a thing. Like,
when people think that you're something else and you're not, and they like, accuse you of things, it's so hard to read and you're not like that.
Yeah.
But you can't just clap back at everything. Like, it's so hard. There's so many fucking things.
Oh, dude, I can go off all day if I wanted to.
All day.
It's just like, it's not even worth your time. Mm-hmm. Also, a lot of people, like, they go off of like other people's appearances online. Like, they compare theirs to online appearances. But I kid you not, I promise you, 70% of the influencers in LA use Facetune and shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what you're seeing, and there's, and there's nothing wrong with it. Like, do what you, I used Facetune many times.
It's I use Facetune for the fucking sharpen tool and the highlight.
Yeah.
But like, when I upload it into my, that's it. I don't even know why I use it for that, but I upload it into my files for OnlyFans and it says Facetune 1, 2, 3. And I'm like, oh my God, they're going to fucking, but it's, I literally just do sharpen and highlight. It's like, I could do it on Visco.
Right.
They're just, camera roll.
I literally was going to say, I was like, you know you can sharpen on Visco and highlight and all that shit.
I could probably do it on my camera roll.
Honestly, but nowadays, you probably can. When I upload it into the files,
it's just like Facetune. I'm like, oh my God.
You know what's crazy? You can fucking, I've heard you can like Facetune like videos.
Yeah.
That's a thing, right?
Yeah, it's a new thing.
That's disgustingly scary.
Like, I've never done it. But wait, even I've like TikTok Live, can't you do little things like fix like your jaw size and stuff like that? I remember that was a thing.
On Facetune?
No, on TikTok. When you go live on TikTok, you do things like
because I got really confused.
Yeah.
Because I was on live all the time. I used to go live like 4 times a day, like for like a long time. Yeah. And my face would just be smaller. And I'm like, what the hell is going on? So I looked at it and it was at 50%. Like, you can like shrink your face. Like, nothing's real, guys.
Yeah, make your like cheekbones.
What were we talking about?
We were talking about gaining confidence. But I also think the problem like arose when it comes to like photoshopping like bodies and faces and stuff like that came with like people realized, because Photoshop wasn't invented for your body and face. It was invented just for photography.
Yeah.
And I feel like people realize the power that like you can do with Photoshop, but you can refine your body. You can do anything, like, you know, like you don't have to just be like taking things out in the background. Like, so I feel like once people realize like how much power and what you can do with it, that's where it started becoming a problem. And like people are like fixing their bodies, altering their faces, all this stuff.
Well, there's also like, there's like a set standard now, I feel like, for like what a good body looks like. But also, if you think about it, a lot of like celebrities, and again with people online, it's either they got work done, they got injections, or like both.
Yeah, you can just like doesn't matter.
You can literally go to a place you're talking about. I forget what it's called. Where
7Q Spa. Love you, new name.
Yeah, M Sculpt. Like, you can literally sculpt like to make your abs look better. It's just like, you know. Okay, moral of the story, know everybody is different and not everything is the way it seems online. So love who you are as a person, because nobody is the same. Literally everybody is different. So you just got to learn to appreciate that you're beautiful the way you are.
Jordan just texted us. Did you see it?
Yeah.
Jordan, hey guys, wrap up the podcast and get to your OnlyFans shoot. Like, what?
But no,
we live next to this girl who is literally, she has the most beautiful, like, she is so fucking skinny and she's still fucking like, she's like, no, I need to make myself smaller. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh my
like,
God.
What are you doing?
Also,
what are you doing?
She's like crazy skinny.
Can I hit your vape?
Duh.
I've never asked like one in the middle of the podcast. Hey guys, I'm asking.
One thing that's taken me so long to realize too is that your personality will take you much farther than the way you look. Because I've had like a glow up. I can say it. I see the photos of myself. Like, I used to have terrible skin. Like, my body wasn't as good. Like, I just know I've had a glow up. But like, I wasn't the best looking like 2.5 years ago, 3 years ago.
Honestly,
whatever.
Same.
I was still so like in high school, I'm still so popular. People loved me, and it was all because like I was just like, I had a great personality. And like, I'll take pride like in my personality. Like, I think personality on 20 out of 10. Like, and that's like how you should feel too, like as a person.
Duh. If you're hot and dry, like, no one cares.
Your soul and like the vibe you bring is what people are gonna really be attracted to at the moment.
Exactly.
I've had people like, I couldn't tell you how many people have told me like, you're ugly, but I think you're the funniest guy in the world. I'm like, thanks.
Oh, I had the exact same thing too.
I think, like, I don't know.
What?
I've had the exact same thing too.
Who the fuck told Zach he's ugly?
Like, we blew up a little bit, but like a couple years ago, it was looking rough.
And it's like, you don't want to hear things like that because it's kind of like a, like,
it tears you down a little bit.
Yeah, like you're being, oh,
a backhanded
ugly.
Compliment.
And it's like, you already know you're funny, you know? So like when someone's telling you you're ugly, you're like, that doesn't make me feel good. Like I already know I'm funny, but like,
yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I get it 100%.
Your personality takes so much farther, and everybody says that, but like it's true.
It really
like,
is.
Like it's very like everyone says that, and you're like, oh, I'm not getting
it. So like Justin Bieber once said, love yourself. That's a good segue to the next question,
wow.
Right?
Yeah.
All right. I'm trying to be like Amari out here, yo.
The next question doesn't really pertain to that, but
we like end at 2 hours and a half.
Says, what am I supposed to do in a situation where my best friend is seeing the guy I used to like?
Wait.
There's.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Wait, so her. It's a guy. Wait, hello?
I'm sorry. Go on. Yeah.
What am I supposed to do in a situation where my best friend is seeing the guy I used to like? First of all, I think, does. Your best friend, obviously your best friend, but like, did you ever keep a secret that you liked this guy?
Yeah.
And I think like, you should voice your opinion. Yeah, like, just say it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then like, you'll see how much that, because I feel like a true friend, if they like really, really liked you, like, or loved you like as a friend, they would like stop out of respect, you know?
Yeah.
But like, I don't know.
It's really hard though. That's like, that brings me to like the Nessa thing. Like, yeah. It's hard.
Because if like, you never know, they could fall in love, like genuinely be in love with each other, then it's almost like not fair you to like step in and be like,
I know.
Hey, I had a crush
on them. It's a very sticky situation. Like, that shit's like crazy.
Yeah.
But if it's your best friend and they really care about like what makes you uncomfortable,
so why are they just going for it?
Your
it
best
sounds
friend,
like she just went for it.
Your best friend always care about your happiness at the end of the day, so they know if it's gonna like affect you and make you like you feel bad, they would more likely
tell her.
So yeah, what we just say,
tell her how you feel,
and see
how she reacts, and then come back to us.
Yeah, and then, but don't like you can't like play it cool, like you don't give a shit, because I feel like then that could potentially be why it's happening.
Yeah, it will continue to go, and you will just continue to feel like that. So it's like you have to voice, like you have to voice yourself.
And it's your best friend. If this is your best friend, you should feel comfortable like telling them literally anything.
Yeah, I'll tell my best friends anything in the world.
Same. Poor Jordy. Poor Jordy listening to the shit every morning. He like wakes up. I'm like, I can't fucking believe. He's like, shut the fuck up. It's like 8 a.m. I'm like, last night I fucking. He's like, shut up. I'm like, no, but you don't get it. I'm like, do you want avocado toast? Poor thing.
Like, there's hummus in the
poor
fridge.
Baby. Love you to death.
Okay, so this one is from.
What is up with these usernames?
Yeah, I don't know. But this dude likes me one day, then doesn't the next. Should I drop him even though it'll be hard?
Yes.
Wait, what?
This dude likes me.
Be careful, guys. OnlyFans pictures are in there.
This dude likes me one day, then doesn't the next.
Girl, same. Girl, same. I don't know. What should we do?
Y'all
no, it's
same
so
boat?
Annoying. I hate.
Wait, I don't even know what to say.
Tell us your situation.
Huh?
I'm like, don't be shy, girl. Tell us your situation.
Yeah, it might help.
Well, mine's just like different because I hate when like my like a crush that I'll have like flirts with me when he's drunk, and then the next day just like nothing.
Yeah.
And then it happens for weeks on end. Cause like I'll flirt with you when I'm sober and drunk. Like, it doesn't matter if I'm drunk or not. Like I like you. And they'll only like call me or like flirt with me when they're drunk. And
see,
I'm like,
see, no. That's just them being a horny ass motherfucker and like having.
Don't tell me that, I'll literally cry.
I mean,
don't
no, me he cry. Loves you. He loves you. He loves you.
It's like a different situation.
Well, like coming from like my perspective, like you know, like I've literally witnessed guys do this, like so I know how it works. Like I know guys that will literally only like hit up certain females when they're drunk.
But he doesn't fuck people. Like he's like so like never.
Okay, see, then that's different.
No,
that's
his friends tell me that. Right. Like, I promise.
Oh, his friends say that.
Yeah.
See, the friends are supposed to be the wingmen, so yeah.
No, but we're all friends.
Right.
God, it's like so obvious all the time.
I'm not going to lie. A lot of guys literally just are pieces of shit.
Yep.
And honestly, like, not to get like simpy, like my boyfriend's like over there. Like, I'm just very happy to have like found someone like so amazing and like doesn't make me feel like this.
Aww.
Like this, you know, it's like. That sucks ass feeling like that. So I just like.
I think it's like you need to realize, like, if it's really like worth your time. Like, do you want to continue like being with somebody that's not gonna actually, you know, like show you their like full interest and like make you feel like they really care about you?
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. Like,
and like
I don't know.
Always
that's on
just
you
like
at that
talk about it. Like, you need to be transparent. You need to like talk to them about everything, or it's just not gonna go well.
Yeah,
you need
exactly.
to talk about everything.
And instead of letting things like, because obviously this has been a situation that's going on.
Yeah.
He likes me one day, he doesn't like me the next. Obviously, there's a lot of buildup behind the situation, so it's like the second it happens, you should just like address it.
Yeah, like don't think don't think that you're crazy because you're not. Mm-hmm. Just address it immediately.
And someone can't like invalidate your feelings. Yeah. You know, if you feel a certain way, it's for a type of reason.
Well, it's also like your feelings are not invalid. Like the way you feel it, like it's definitely like okay for you to feel that way.
Yeah.
Like I would feel the same way if I was talking to a girl and like they would show me interest for like 2 days and then ignore me for a week and then like come back and like, hey, I'm like, no, fuck out of here. What are you talking about?
Mm-hmm. Fuck out of here.
Yeah, exactly. That's shitty.
That would be my route to take. I would just say bye.
So literally just communicate.
Or say bye.
Yeah, or say bye. Drop his ass. If you don't respect you, don't respect him. Go fuck his best friend.
Hey, you're a bad bitch. We're doing so good. 2 minutes ago. When the fuck did you do that?
All right, you guys. So we've got one last one before we end this little segment for you guys. This one, we saved the best for last, honestly. So if you're listening this far into the podcast, good for you, dude.
Good for you, dude.
Can I read it? Please do. This is your phone. This is fully your phone.
My heart just melted.
Do I have to say the name? Because I don't know how to pronounce her last name.
I said it already.
I'm just going to say, my boy best friend is dating my girl best friend and he is cheating on her. Should I tell her?
Of course. They're not meant to be together. If they're cheating on each other, or if he's cheating on her, like, it's not meant to be.
Why would you make it go on? Yeah.
You know what I mean? Tell her. Fuck it.
Especially if you're best friends. Like, you should, like, have your best friends back and not want your best friend to go through that.
Yeah, and I understand that it's awkward because, like, the guy's, like, also your friend. But, like, they're not meant to be together. Just explain that to him after you tell her.
Yeah, exactly.
Just be like, I did it because, like, you know, find a better girl that you're not going to cheat on.
That's good too. I also think another good way to go about it too is if they're both your best friends, if you could literally go up to like, she knows the guy is cheating on the girl. Wait. So she could go, if they're both your best friends, go up to the guy and be like, yo, that's also my best friend. I respect her a lot. You tell her or I don't.
Oh.
You end things or like, I'll tell her. Yeah. It's just like, you know, like I'm not going to sit here and watch this happen to someone that I care about a lot.
Yeah.
And I'm also not going to sit here and watch like you just be unhappy in a relationship, obviously. So it's like, you're both pissing me off.
Yeah.
Well, actually, no, you're just pissing me off.
They're not meant to be together.
Piece of shit.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So just do God's work.
I have this theory, which may be true or may be false, but like if you are able to cheat on your significant other, you do not truly love
them. You don't love them.
Because I've like genuinely can say like I feel like I've truly been in love. And the thought of cheating didn't cross my mind for a half second. Like ever. Like every other girl to me was just like, ugh. Like I was like so all about this girl.
That's how you should feel.
And I felt like I was really in love with her. Yeah.
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 So, like, that's already not a good sign. Like, if they're cheating, it's just
no,
like,
literally. Okay. When I was, God, I've never said this before. When I was 17, I had this boyfriend for like a very long time, like a year and a half. We lived together.
And
it's the only time I've done this. I literally cheated on him. Mm-hmm. And I thought that I was in love with him, but I told him after like a couple weeks, to be honest. And then when he actually like left, I was like so brokenhearted. But then I was like, wait, I cheated on him. Like, I don't love him then. And then it was fine. Like, you know what I mean?
I feel like that heartbreak.
It was awful.
Like, heartbreak wouldn't last as long as a heartbreak with you guys being truly in love with each other and then like having a split for like whatever reason.
Yeah.
Like a heartbreak when you're really in love with someone, like that lasts like for months.
It lasts.
Yeah.
And like mine did for a couple, but I was just like,
starts pouring. Up.
I know. I had the audacity. Like, I literally like, I did that. So like, I was just like, I can't be in love with him. Like, why am I like so upset right now? Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I get it.
So do it. Tell her.
Yeah.
Tell her. One thing I just realized.
We said we keep these anonymous. So like in editing, can we just like keep all the names anonymous? Just because I completely forgot that we said. And we want to feel like a safe space for you guys. We said we keep them anonymous. Because it's like if like friends are watching.
Oh!
Oh!
We're saying their names.
Fuck.
Wait, keep this little part in. This is funny. I can't believe we just said that.
The two best friends.
We're keeping them anonymous. Yeah. Like, this is really just their
names. Motherfuckers are like CIA agents. Slow that shit down and like read your lips.
Exactly.
Me showing Jordy how to do that the other day because in his little vlog he just made, he's just like, name, 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 me. Name, name, name. I'm like, we're going to put that over that.
Yeah. I love how I realized.
Cut that sound out.
At the end of the segment.
He's like, how do I do this? I'm like, we're sending it to like our parents. Like, can you tell which name this is?
Yeah.
Just to make sure.
That's so funny. I can't believe we didn't even like think of that just
we
now.
We literally just said we're keeping it anonymous. Here's their username. And just never thought about it.
Yeah.
That was funny.
So funny.
Wow.
Anyways.
Love you guys.
Don't know why I realized that at the end of the segment, but we love you guys so much. If you guys want to see us keep doing something like this and you guys just keep getting into sticky situations and want us to give you advice on it, feel free to always leave a comment.
Yeah.
Make the podcast 5 stars.
Maybe this can be like a, we do this like once or twice a month type thing.
Yeah, you know? We can make this like a reoccurring thing. Like, we would like doing it.
I think, yeah.
And this, we just love, like, I don't know.
This episode's my favorite. I'm so I just excited.
Feel like I have so much advice to give, which, like, I never tell to anybody. It's always just, like, in here. So it, like, yeah. feels good almost to be able to, like, yeah. let that out and, like, say yeah. it.
And it's, like, good for you guys, too. I feel like you guys come to us and, like, obviously, like, I feel like it happens very often just in general. Like, people, like, come into your DMs and, like, want to, like, talk to you about something. But you can't get to every fucking message. Like,
oh, dude.
Yeah. Like, every I'd love day. To, I could, but this is, I think this is a great way to like get to a lot of like situations.
But I can't believe I just said that.
It's also like not typing it out too to explain your advice. Like we're able to like say it out loud, like mm-hmm. actually yeah. physically speak.
So. No, I love this podcast. I literally just said that. And there's two things in my life that I've never said on the internet. Two. And mm-hmm. I just said one of them. So
pop off. Getting all the
I'm like, tell her.
Get in, loser. Yeah. We're spilling tea.
Get in, loser. We're getting advice.
What is that even? Like, I don't get it.
So over here on our last segment, we just gave them the people advice.
Uh-huh. And now it's our fucking turn.
I think it's time to. You brought up a very sticky situation, and I feel like yeah. it's only right if we're sitting here giving advice. We should also like if we could give you some advice, and then also like I feel like the fans could leave some comments.
I can't wait for this fucking story.
Give you advice as well. Yeah. So pop off.
I've kind of told this on YouTube before. Like I made like a story time about it, but I kind of like beat around the bush.
Yeah, I feel that.
Yeah. I feel that. And I never beat around the bush. Yeah. Like I'm always just very like, just this is how forward. It is. But like, this is like one of the things that I never did. Mm-hmm. There's two things. This is one of them. But I did cheat on somebody when I was like 17. We were together yeah, for like literally a year and a half. We like moved in together and then we worked together. Like I was a server at this restaurant for like years and I got him a job as a shucker. He shucked oysters.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
This is the
then
one.
There was a boy in the kitchen. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. No.
She's yeah. a coworker with a coworker.
So yeah. it was like really like I'm going to joke about this for a minute. I know it's fucked up. I'm just going to like joke around, but like literally literally, I would like
you said team bond.
She's a crazy. You I can't believe I'm saying this right now.
We were like all together, like working, and like it would be like the end of the shift. Like me and like Mr. Chef would like go downstairs and like literally fuck in the basement.
While
my boyfriend was shucking oysters.
What is that feeling like when you go back upstairs and don't you ask. Look him in the face?
No. And then he would go home. Then he would drive home and be like, we like rode together every day. And he'd be like, are you coming home with me? I'm like, no, like I need to like do some other stuff.
Oh.
He would like go home and like make dinner. Like it was like really fucked up.
Oh my God.
I was really fucked up. Guys. That's not what I don't do this anymore.
Are these tears of sadness or tears of laughter? Huh? Like I see you like getting
I think it's both, honestly. Both?
Yeah.
I just both. Can't even believe it. Guys, I would never. I promise, like, I am not this fucked up anymore, but I have to joke about it now because it ruined me for like years. Like, I can't actually believe I did this. But like, people think I'm so fucked up because I laugh about shit like this.
I'm
but, like,
still so shocked right now. Like I can't fathom
like,
this.
Like, yeah. Like, he'd be home, like, I have dinner made. I'd be like, my phone's dead.
Just getting real.
Yeah. So one night I like went to the dive bar and like this, the chef guy like never really drank. And like one night I like.
Wait, he goes, if that was my wife, I'd kill myself.
Oh no. Oh, yeah.
Yo.
No, it was really bad.
Would never.
It was really bad.
Oh my God.
But yeah, I finally told him one morning and I like. It clicked in my head when we woke up together one day, and I was like, "I have to." Like, I obviously don't love him. Like,
can I ask? How?
That's mature, yeah. though. That's mature, though. Coming like to a point where you're like, "This isn't okay anymore."
It was just fucked up me doing that in the first place. Like, I never thought I would like do that.
Yeah,
and I never would.
Question: Can I ask how?
Yeah.
How was his reaction when you told him? Like, was he like, what the fuck?
Did you give him all the details? Were you like, while you're upstairs shucking oysters, I'm downstairs fucking him?
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. My image. I can't believe this.
This is fun.
In the workplace, too, like, you know people be in and out, running around.
No, we would do it in the catering room.
Did y'all wash y'all's hands after?
It would be, like, the end of the night, he would, like, point to the ground. That's how we did it.
He's like, holy shit, dude. This is not real life right now.
But I told him.
I might start crying.
At first, he was like, no. He was like, we can work it out. I was like, no, we can't. Like, it just.
He offered to work it out after
you
said
that?
Well,
he was like very much like, he was like very in love with me.
I was about to say, you got to be in love to do that.
Yeah. And we were for a while, but like, it just, I don't know. I would never, guys, I would never do this now.
Yeah.
I'm not like this anymore. I'm just telling a story.
She's a changed woman, guys.
I was 17. I was nuts. I was crazy.
I feel like when you're 17, like when you're a teenager and stuff like that in high school,
it's
like
still
growing and everything. You're much more like reckless and much more explorative. Like you want to know like what you learn a lot. Like through like your high school years, and
learn
stuff like
a
that.
Lot.
So I feel like you make your mistakes at that
like
age.
Like even growing like back then, like that time period to like a couple of years from there, like my body count was at 12. 2 years ago, now it's 14. Like it just doesn't like I'm stagnant and it's fine. Like I'm a good girl. I promise. I'm like trying to like convince these people that I'm good. You understand? But yeah, we woke up. He was just like, oh, like, you know, like we can make it work. Like, it's okay. Like, we'll quit. I'm like, no, like.
Quit the job.
And we lived together.
Like, we'll just quit. You'll never see him again. It's okay.
Hey, the bread and the dick ain't stopping.
We lived together. God. But it got so crazy. Like, I immediately regretted it the second I did it.
What, and telling him?
It was to the point where I literally got in my car. I had his location still and he was driving to his, no, I didn't have his location. I knew he was driving to his dad's house and I chased him in my car.
Wait, this is in Rhode Island too, right?
50 minutes.
This is in Rhode Island?
Down a back road, yeah.
The smallest state in the U.S. I mentioned, so.
From, no, like from line to line, from coast to coast.
She could probably see 50
eating
minutes
toast,
away.
Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. He eventually pulled over after like 40 minutes.
What the fuck is going on right now, man?
Eventually pulled over. I was like, I'm so sorry. And then he like got it through his head that like, no, we can't. But then I was like, no, we have to.
No.
It was really bad. Oh my gosh, I smelled. I made a YouTube video about it. This part's on the internet.
That
so
man
I should probably
was
just
in
say
love
it.
With you, Tara.
No, I slept on his deck. Like, he had this backyard where you could…
Like, in the backyard?
Yeah. He had this backyard. He had a driveway where you could, like, pull to the backyard, like, in, like, the way back so you could see it.
Yeah.
And me and my Jeep.
Just…
I would write notes and, like, leave
it. Holy fuck, man.
Dude, this is the thing, too.
I was
like,
crazy.
Wait, so… Aren't we supposed to be giving you advice for this? Because I don't know what
no,
to fucking tell you.
Don't give me advice on this because I'm like, oh my God, this is how I built my TikTok career. Like, this crazy fucking, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I kind of respect it though, honestly. You're a badass.
That's how I, no.
No, I mean, I don't respect it, but like.
Sleep. No, I literally, I had my laundry in my car. Listen, I had my laundry in my car that day that I slept on his deck.
Yeah.
And I was like looking for, I was like, oh, thank God. Towel, deck, slept. But that part's on YouTube. Like,
holy
it's fine.
Shit. I think what we should take from this story is that we were planning on giving
don't
advice.
Don't fuck the coworkers.
But, yeah, don't fuck the coworkers. Especially if you're in a relationship and you're working in the same place. But I think if we're taking it there and we're obviously we're not getting advice at this point, I think
I have the
you
advice
guys should just
yeah.
take from this situation to understand that, like, obviously it. No one wants to be reckless and, like, that, like, at such a young age, but if you're gonna do it then.
It happens.
Then you need to grow, you need to learn, whatever.
But and, like, wait, but
it's just like that experience. No, that experience like really taught me. Like, I would never, I would never, and I would never even like think, like, even if I had a thought, like, oh, that guy is cute, like, I like him, like, break up with them. Because, like, you were saying earlier, like, when you had a girlfriend and you were in love and you were just like, I can't even see other girls, like, it just, they don't matter to me. Mm-hmm. That's when you're in love.
You're,
right?
That you no, I trust me.
So, like,
you are
at, that
love
point,
at that
point, just
like,
break
actually.
Up with them. Yeah.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
if I didn't do that, I would have never learned. You know what I mean? Like,
I would say,
every fucked up thing that I've done, and I've learned from it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's I would good. Say, like, don't go into the situation like, I'm going to cheat, and then, like, it's okay because I'm just learning. Like, don't do that.
No, don't do
but,
that.
But, like, don't, like, kick yourself in the face about it if you do something like that and you make a mistake. You know what I'm saying? Like,
it's just you learn from everything that you do. Like, every fucked up thing that I've done, everything happens for a reason and it teaches you things. It is fucked up, like what I did, but I learned from it. Like every like little, like I did a lot of bad shit, like fucked up things. And like,
but
it
we all
teaches, it teaches you. And now I'm like, I know you guys think I'm a psychopath, but I'm really not like that. I'm a psychopath, but I'm not like a bad person.
Yeah, no.
You're all,
convincing you guys for 20 minutes straight.
I feel like on the podcast, like we're only telling like our crazy stories, but they're not hearing our
yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? We have good like good stories.
We're good. We're good people.
We're good people. I promise. Yeah.
Me after telling that story, I'm like, we're good people. Like,
so after hearing that story, I think you should feel like if you think that,
now there's only one thing.
If you think that you are crazy, just know that you might be, but you're not alone. And
yeah.
Other people experience a lot of psycho shit too, and it's not one of those things where you should beat yourself up about it. Like, grow from it, learn from it. Just yes. You know. Like, make sure change. It like matures yes. You as a person. It's
it killed
to,
me for years.
Exactly.
Like, for years, I wanted to kill myself. I was just like, I can't believe like I did that.
Yeah, and you shouldn't let it be one of those things that affects your mental health. I think it's very important to just be like, kind of like ground yourself after something really bad happens and yeah. Be like, I'm still a human being.
Yeah,
like,
my
you
biggest
don't know what
life
the person
lessons.
Next to you is going through.
Exactly. Like, my biggest life lessons have always been when I fucked up. Always.
Yes,
I always
exactly.
Learned the most every single time.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
No, yeah. Everything happens for a reason. You have to realize that. Mm-hmm. You learn from everything that you do. That's why bad mm-hmm. things happen. Like, even like the most fucked up thing that happens to you guys, like, you learn from it.
Mm-hmm.
It, yeah. No, it builds you, everything, just, you know what I mean?
I'm like, we are living, walking proof of it.
Yeah.
He's not wrong. He's not wrong.
Holy shit.
Well, on that note, I think we're going to go ahead and close out today's
Thank
episode.
God.
We love you guys so much. Thank you guys for listening. Wow. Don't forget to rate us
Thank
5
you.
Stars. As you guys know, we have an Instagram and TikTok account at GetInLoserPod.
TikTok's banned.
We're working
like,
on it. We're working
my
on
Instagram's
it.
Banned.
We'll figure it out. But
we
yeah,
talk about that.
Yeah, whatever.
Follow us on all of our social medias. And don't forget that audio comes out 2 days
They're
before
like, no,
video
not.
On all podcast streaming platforms. We love you guys so much.
Bye. So much. Changed my life.
Great,
love you guys so much.
Good
Bye.
Shit. Yeah.
Yeah. They tryna hit me, I'm running the race. I gotta pick up the pace. They throwing shade, but I'm gone.
Get in, losers.
We're talking shit.